Up until the government shutdown, we've been seeing some pretty decent demand as far as U.S. commodities are concerned, especially when you look at it for corn. Corn exports continue to trade sharply above expectations, and even wheat exports have been at, levels we haven't seen for at least 9 years, which has helped to support the market. But now, since the government has gone on furlough, we basically have not been able to see much as far as export sales. We're seeing export inspections, but the other has not been getting released. There's been private analyst estimates coming out showing or expecting that we've been seeing some good export demand lately, but we haven't seen the actual numbers. One thing we have been seeing is the export inspections, which shows what actually is being shipped out of U.S. ports, and that continues to be very strong. Last week, looking at the numbers for wheat, we shipped 17.7 million bushels of wheat out of our ports, which puts us at about 49% of our expectations being shipped at this point. That's versus 41 last year. So we're a little bit ahead of last year's pace. As far as corn, we shipped 51.9 million bushels out of our ports again. We continue to see corn shipments well over that 1 million metric ton level. That's shows that we have now shipped about 12% of our expected export sales number versus 8 for last year. Soybeans, on the other hand, even though shipments were really strong last week at 54.2 million bushels, we only have about 12% of our expectations of sales shipped at this point, and that's versus 16 for last year at this time. So we continue to see soybean shipments running a little bit behind, which is, with China being out of the market is the main reason. But corn shipments continue to be extremely strong and helping to support the marketplace. When you look at it right now, actually corn shipments are about 61% ahead of last year at this time frame. So we continue to see strong corn demand. A little bit concerned about the soybean demand with China being out of the market, but other countries have stepped up to help stabilize that market. And of course, wheat exports continue to be a little stronger than what we've seen over the last few years.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.